We have been touching on the series on understanding the mind, and so we just get a few more messages to go in this area, but it's a very important area to understand our mind, our thinking in various areas. And if you were to read in the area of science or medical field, you notice that most of the time the word mind is associated with the word brain. And we realize that it goes beyond that. And I managed to get hold of that copy of information some of you were interested into, which was a medical area of research where they're trying to redefine what the mind is. And it came out in an article on March 2004. Of the Reader's Digest. And I just read some of the scientific implications on the medical side. And this has to do with what you call NDEs. There's a section there on page 46. That says afterlife, the scientific case for the human soul. And in this section here, they talk about NDEs, which means a near-death experience. You probably also heard of OBE, which is out-of-body experiences. And what happens is some of these people actually physically died, or it's what we call a clinical death. As far as a medical definition, they are brain dead. Their brain stops functioning, therefore they are in a state of death. But some of these people got revived. And when they got revived, they were astonished that these people remember things that was occurring during the time that their brain was no more functioning. And so here are some of the excerpts that I'm going to read to you. And in mid-1991, Pam Reynolds learned she had a life-threatening bulge in an artery in her brain. American neurosurgeon Robert Spelzler, director of the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, told the 35-year-old Atlanta mother of three that in order to operate, he would have to stop her heart. During that time, her brain function would cease. By all clinical measures, she would be dead for up to an hour. When Reynolds was under anesthesia, leads from a machine that emitted a clicking sound were plucked into her ears to gauge her brainstem function. The brainstem plays a part in controlling hearing, as well as other involuntary activities of the body. Additional instruments track heartbeat, breathing, temperature, other vital signs. Her limbs were restrained, her eyes were lubricated and then taped shut. As Spelzer powered up the surgical saw to open the patient's skull, something occurred that didn't register on any of the sophisticated monitoring devices. Reynolds felt herself pop out of her body. From a vantage point, just above Spelzler's shoulders, she looked down on the operation and saw Spelzler holding something that resembled an electric toothbrush. A female voice complained that the patient's blood vessels were too small. It appeared to Reynolds that they were about to operate on her groin. That couldn't be right, she thought. This is brain surgery. Reynolds then assumed that whatever they were doing inside her skull had triggered a hallucination. But even though her eyes and ears were effectively sealed shut, what she perceived was actually happening. The surgical saw did resemble an electric toothbrush. Surgeons were indeed working on her groin. Catheters had to be threaded up to her heart to connect to a heart-lung machine. Spetzler gave the order to bring Reynolds to standstill, draining the blood from her body. By every reading of every instrument, life left her body. And she found herself traveling down a tunnel towards a light. At its end, she saw her long-dead grandmother, relative, and friends. Time seemed to stop. Then an uncle led her back to her body and told her to return. It felt like plunging into a pool of ice water. After she came to, Reynolds told Spetzler all that she had seen and experienced. "You are way out of my area of expertise," Spetzler said. And 13 years later, he still doesn't know what to make of it. The person is clinically brain dead, no brain functions, and yet the person could recall all those things. Now, there are some others that actually died. There's another doctor doing research on what you call NDEs. This person's name is Susan Blackmore, and she's a British researcher. And citing nearly 30 years of research into paranormal claims, she says that in every earlier case she investigated, the evidence, she researched all these evidences. In her book about NDEs, which stand for near-death experience, dying to live, Blackmore notes that aspects of the near-death experience, including a tunnel, out-of-body experience, can be induced by strictly physiological events. During brain surgery, for instance, under local anesthesia, patients sometimes report seeing things from an out-of-body perspective. Others have reported similar experiences under the influence of LSD, opium, hash, and anesthetic drugs. Blackmore points out that the brain is awash in its own opiate-like substances called endorphins during periods of stress. Her conclusion is that the evidence shows that out-of-body experiences and all other components or NDEs, no matter how real they might seem, begin and end with a dying brain. So that's one conclusion. So it's just a brain reaction. That's what some people try to explain. That it's just, you know, electrical things that they circulate on the brain. But hold on there. But another researcher, cardiologist and NDE researcher, Michael Sebaum, compared what Reynolds said she saw and heard with Spetzler's surgical transcript and found that during the period she experienced a tunnel, Reynolds had no brain activity. So the other doctors, Blackmore's explanation that it's just a reaction of the brain couldn't be because there was no brain activity. Like the unplugged computer mentioned before, for all intents and purposes, Pam Reynolds' brain was dead. A dead brain can't misfire. Neither can it hallucinate or react to anesthesia or other drugs. She met all clinical criteria for death, says Sebaum, Michael Sebaum. She had no blood in her body. She had no vital signs at all. So was this death? If it was death, what was this experience? See, scientists are puzzled. What is it? And she described everything exactly without a brain functioning. And one more last illustration before we get back to the word. And here are some definitions in case you're wondering where we are. Clinical death is when breathing and heartbeat have stopped. A person might still be able to resuscitate with cardiopulmonary resuscitation or other means. Brain death, the lower brain or brainstem which controls automatic body function stops working. And whole brain death, both lower and higher brain functions have ceased. And in some of these cases, it's a total brain death. And yet they have all these experiences which scientists are puzzled. So they're asking questions like, is there a reality beyond this physical world? Good. Keep asking, keep searching. We have already found the answer in the Bible. Right. Let's get a few more people here. And another researcher. Soft-spoken technology entrepreneur Ken Amick tells of an NDE after an allergic reaction during which he reports he stopped breathing and turned blue. I could see in color, I could hear, I could feel emotions like fear, like relief. He pauses as he experiences it again. So what's a blue thing lying on the table? He looked. That's me. I know that's me. It scares me to look at it, but it's not really me. It's just my body. So a lot of people have that, the out-of-body experience. Well, one of the scientists, like you saw when the Susan scientist tried to explain it as a brain misfiring, but that explanation doesn't answer for a lot of them who have no brain firing at any time. So what other explanations do scientists give? Well, here are some of their theories to explain all these things. While most medical researchers wouldn't be caught dead uttering the word soul, some find the prevailing idea that NDEs are triggered by the failing brain to be inadequate. They speculate that NDEs may be evidence not of an afterlife but of something just as stunning, that consciousness does not reside solely in the brain. You know how they explain things? They don't want to believe in the soul, so they say consciousness exists outside of the brain. That's even more weird than just believing there's a soul. Anyway, I'll read some of the other theories, which looks very interesting. In a study published in December 2001 in the British Medical Journal, The Lancet, Dutch cardiologist Pim van Lommel recounts the case of a clinical dead 44-year-old cardiac arrest victim. He was rushed by ambulance to a hospital where doctors restarted his heart with defibrillators. A nurse removed the man's denture so a breathing tube could be inserted in his throat. Once stable, the man was moved to the intensive care unit. A week later, the man saw the nurse who had removed the false teeth and recognized her. Even though during their only prior encounter, his condition had ranged from comatose to clinical death. So, another one. They got hundreds of these cases. And he said, "You took my dentures out of my mouth," he told the nurse. And went on to accurately describe other details he claimed his disembodied self had viewed. So he had an out-of-body experience. He saw the thing happening. His brain was dead. He was dead physically. Clinical death. Yet he saw everything. He remembered everything. He recognized the nurse. And so, people who don't believe in eternity or something more real than this physical world, all these evidences are now confronting them in the last days too. Isn't that interesting? The only problem is all these have no philosophy to explain this. They are in a place where they got no explanation. So they come up with different theories. Whereas the Bible has already spoken about all this. Remember the Bible, there's a person that Jesus described called Lazarus. He died and then he went to a place where there's Abraham's bosom, and then there was the Lazarus, a rich man, and Lazarus, and then there was the poor man, and then the rich man, and they were dead and they were conscious, they were alive, and they were still talking, and all those five senses are still working, and their physical bodies are dead and buried. So the Bible talks about all these things as reality. There's a soul, there's a spirit. Well, what are some of the other explanations? Let's read that portion. Here's the one. A study by British